die," said the witch quietly, "but slowly and painfully, as the poison in their hateful magic fills his veins. Such a touching thank you my aunt intended to give me."
Young Rosie was baffled. "I failed," said Dear Rosie. "It's just made of trash. Didn't you see it? The cheesecopter crashed."
"Yes," said her great aunt, "it crashed. That is true. But first, it did what it needed to do. Before it crashed, Rosie, before that, it flew."
"Well, Mildred," snapped Miss Hardbroom, "what are you talking about? You surely don't imagine anyone in their right mind would believe you."
Good morning, girls," Miss Cackle said fondly. "And what a good morning it is indeed for Mildred Hubble. Do step up here, please, Mildred."
"Aunt Owl's like me. She doesn't like a long conversation."
"Don't you mean conversation?"
"She's all in favour of that," said Sophie. "You know, saving the rainy forests and stopping animals from becoming distinct."
Homily gasped.
"You don't know what you're talking about," she cried. "Worms and weasels and cold and damp and..."
"But supposing," said Arietti, "that I went out, like Eglantina did, and the cat ate me?"